High school classmates of Jahar Tsarnaev are reeling from today's revelation that their friend is being hunted as one of the marathon bombers. Sierra Schwartz went to Cambridge Rindgen Latin High School with Jahar. They shared an acting class, they were both part of a large group who went to senior prom together, and they socialized together at parties. I asked Sierra about the Jahar she remembers.
The man I knew is astronomically different than the man that is hiding from the cops today. The Jahar that I knew at the time was friendly, quiet, but not in a alarming way. He was just, soft-spoken, but very, funny, very sweet, wouldn't harm a fly, someone that you would want to talk to.
I was talking with one of your classmates on the phone today, and she mentioned that she also had a class with Jahar, and he typically would wear a baseball cap
Yes,
backwards,
that was his thing.
which is, as we know now, what the suspect of the marathon
Exactly. He'd
bombings
wear
was doing.
backwards and, a pair of gray sweatpants. It's weird. I can almost think of what he would wear. It's very bizarre to see his face all over the news, wanted by the FBI. He was just, just a normal everyday person, and it's just crazy how people can change so quickly.
What kinds of kids did he hang out with mostly in high school?
He hung out with, the well-liked kids. I saw him as a floater. He had friends in different friendship circles. He was never an outcast, never ever made fun of. He was always a friend to many, I guess, at the time he was.
What was the class that you had
I
together?
had introduction to acting with him, so that's how I got to know him. I'm sure if it was had been a bigger class, I would not have been able to have as good of a description, but since I had a small class, it's much easier.
When you saw the images that were released by the FBI
Yes.
last night, did you know right away? Did you recognize Jahar?
At the time when I first saw the FBI images, there was rumor that the man, a wrong rumor, incorrect, that the man that in the white cap, who is Jahar, was the missing student from Brown University.
We should explain. There's a student who's been missing for, I think, a little over a month or
Yes.
part of a month.
Yes, ma'am.
And there was some speculation that this might have been that
Yes.
student.
So we had all assumed that it was him. We didn't put two and two together, but last night when I saw his picture, I was like, oh, I was thinking back in my head, oh, he looks just like Jahar. That's so weird. Like, what a coincidence.
And when did you put it together that actually this was your
This
classmate?
morning when I woke up around 7:30 a.m., 8 a.m., and I had a bunch of texts from my friends saying, Sierra, it's Jahar. It was actually Jahar. I didn't think it was him, but it is, and we just all cried together. We mourned for the people that li whose lives were lost, for someone that we thought was such an, innocent, kind person that had could have possibly done something so horrendous and unspeakable. It's heartbreaking. It really is. It's hard to imagine or even comprehend.
You were saying you were all mourning the people who died, and I suppose
Yes.
also mourning the memory of this
Of
kitty that you
course.
knew.
We're in absolute shock and mourning that the person that exists now is. It's not the person that we grew up with. It seems like he just changed in such a rapid, crazy way.
And you said you were part of a large group that went to prom
Yes,
together.
it was a group of maybe 30, 40 people. We all had individual dates, but we took our photos together. We took, eight snacks and went on the party bus together.
So part of your brain has an image of him, I suppose, in a tuxedo.
Yes, exactly. Part of my brain sees him as, the kid in the backwards baseball cap with the gray sweatpants or, in a tuxedo laughing, and another part of me sees him as, a murderer, someone who committed these just horrendous acts, and slowly I'm able to put these two together and, accept that it's one person.
How do you come to terms with that, do you think? How do you try to explain that to yourself?
I've been trying to, think people change. There's just some things that are out of our control. I was feeling very guilty. I know a lot of us are feeling guilty. Could we have
Guilty.
known? Could we have done something? Is there any way? But I think the truth of the matter is that we just didn't know, and that something had happened and something had sparked this, but none of us knew.
Sierra Schwartz, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Sierra Schwartz was a high school classmate of Jahar Tsarnaev at Cambridge Rindgen Latin High School in Cambridge, Massachusetts.